we obviously can benefit from consolidation of services. There's no doubt we can benefit from that. I think some of the things that the plan points out, when they point out the fact that within, you know, a few miles, there are 18 different life expectancies, right? That points to a major, you know, disconnection in terms of delivery of services as it relates to healthcare and access to healthy foods, education, and all those things. That's what that points to. The fact that we have 55 separate police departments across the area, there's obviously some benefits to be gained there. The fact that the police departments aren't sharing, you know, easily sharing data amongst those police departments, we can benefit hugely from a lot of things in that report. So I'm looking forward to an opportunity to engage with the folks from Better Together to see which things will work for us. The main issue, I think, that you know, is plaguing St. Louis as a whole, our entire region, is the fact that you know, they're going to vote on it statewide, and it could essentially fail here in our region, and we would still have to do it. And I think that's problematic.
Alderwoman.
So I would say I think that the part of the Better Together plan that I do potentially like, and I'm going to put an asterisk on that, is the police department consolidation. I do think that needs to happen. There needs to be uniformity of standards. I think we also have to recognize, though, that simply consolidating our police departments and consolidating standards does not necessarily address all of the issues we have with policing in our region. If we have police officers now who live in Baldwin and are policing North City, there can potentially be a very big disconnect between police and community. And so those issues will have to get, I think, worked out in terms of assignment to, you know, based upon where officers live to where they are patrolling. There is, I think, still a lot of unanswered questions in that, but that is the piece of it that I think is the has the most potential to be beneficial.
Well, the a lot of the recommendations came from the Ferguson Forward and For the Sake of All, dealing with inequalities here in the city of St. Louis. From infant mortality rate to infant mortality rate as well as maternal mortality rate, it's a major issue here in the city of St. Louis. We can begin to have those discussions right now today. If we want to be able to collaborate versus consolidate on a lot of the different departments within the city and county, we can do that right now. I believe that we are looking towards a focused, more compact city and region, but how we're doing it under the Better Together is something that a lot of people should be concerned about. And the president spoke to it. We shouldn't allow for the city and the county to be dictated by outstate in terms of if we're going to consolidate or not. But there's a lot of things right now in that report that came from For the Sake of All and Ferguson Report that we can be doing right now. And that's policing and community relations, which we're already doing a lot of those things. But I don't think that we should be allowed to have a person to be our mayor in the city of St. Louis that we never voted for. Okay. That should go to a vote of the people. Even if we get a consolidation plan on a ballot, the next answer question should be, should we vote for the Metro Mayor 2 years or a year following?
Okay, real quick follow-up from you, and I'd like a one-word answer before we go back. Given, well, it's either yes or no, given the way the Better Together plan is right now, without any changes to it, just the way it was presented, yes or no?
No.
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 Well.
Good job.
We agree on something.
I made it simple. Okay, next question from the audience.
Yeah.